Okay, so how's that Novocaine doing? Thumbs up, okay, good. And you don't mind if Heather assists? Is that okay? All right, Heather, so if you want to go on that side there, please, and just grab a couple of gloves and a mask, and you can slip that back in there. That's a good guy. So what exactly does the Novocaine feel like it's working? Well, I mean, like half of your tongue is numb, right? Yeah. It feels like it's a thick. That's a good sign. Any place else that it feels numb? That's a good answer. That means that initial Novocaine is working real well. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to put some more Novocaine in. I always like to have lots of Novocaine. How many did we use last time?
Six.
Six? Okay. Well, that's because that was for a tough extraction. So hopefully today just four will do the trick for you, okay?
Well, we did three.
What's that?
We did two.
Well, we did two so far, yeah. So I'm just going to put in a couple more. Okay. All right, let's see. If you can open real big, we'll get this suction right here. And we'll get that extra Novocaine going. That doesn't seem to be working. Okay, Heather, in that top left draw, there's one more setup just like this. Yeah, just let me have the whole setup, please. Yep, thank you. That's good. Okay. All right, open real big now, please. Open.
All right, don't take the camera,
but... I'll move it where it needs to be. It's okay. Or you can move it wherever you'd like. That's okay, too. All right, let's get the extra Novocaine right around that tooth now. You might still feel that extra Novocaine going in just a little bit at a time. That's okay.
Uh-oh.
That's not... You're not
fine. I don't feel
that. That's a good sign. Yeah, that's the way we like it. Now, a couple of drops of that Novocaine are leaking out. So, Heather, could you grab that little silver suction right by your left? Yeah, that's it. Okay. Now, open real big, please. Open just as big as you can. I want to get some extra Novocaine on the inside. Yeah, bring that silver suction right next on the cheek side of the tooth. Is that on?
Yeah.
Okay, on the cheek side of the tooth right there. Nope, this can go right back in right here. There you go. Oh, yeah. It's a full-fledged dental office, after all. So.
Is that good?
Yeah, just if you can hold that right there, because like I said, some of that Novocaine's leaking out. And there we go. Just want to get that right down to the base of the root on that tooth. Very good. Okay, open just as big as you can again one more time, and we're going to get a little bit more on the inside. Open, and stay open right there. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but you can do it. Wonderful. Okay, that's real good. And you've got that there, good, thanks. All right, where is that periosteal elevator? Right there, that's good. Okay, next I'm just going to push, open real big, open, there you go. I'm just going to push around on that tooth. You'll feel me pushing, that's okay. Can I have a small mouth rest, please? I know it's difficult to stay open as big as I need you to be, so let me make it a little easier for you. We'll use this mouth rest here, I'll show you how this works. Open. And we'll slide this right into place. Open just a little bit bigger. There you go. Okay, just rest your mouth right there. Well, no, not quite there. Okay, right there. There you go. And now you don't even have to think about staying open. That'll do it for you automatically. There you go. Now you're going to feel me pushing on that tooth.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay. As long as it's just pushing and there's no pain, we'll move right along. There's not a whole lot of tooth left to work with so much decay there, so I gotta get down onto the roof of the tooth, and as I'm pushing around, that tooth will probably fracture, and that's okay. Okay, that's the 12B next to the good. Just grab that, and I'll grab this. Actually, take the nearer tooth, please. Now I'm going to support your jaw here as I push. You're going to feel a lot of pressure now. And there will be a snap or two, and that's okay. Yeah, if anything, this tooth is even a little bit more decayed than the other one. But so far, so good. Looks like the Novocaine is working a lot better than the last time. We needed a small truckload of Novocaine last time, but you did great last time. You're doing even better today. Hopefully that tooth will cooperate and come on right out without too much more fuss. Pretty good on the cheek side. Let's work that a little bit on the tongue side. Yeah, there's just nothing to work with here on the tongue side, but just slips right away. Okay, let's have that one next, please. And we're going to get this right down onto the root of that tooth. Okay, this is where this tooth might fracture, and that's okay. Certainly lots and lots of pushing there. That's okay. That's just pushing. I understand. Yep. Good, good, good. You're okay. You're okay. An awful lot of pressure.
I have that for all.
I can't quite understand you. Let me get that out. Open real big. Open. Okay, let's try it without all that stuff in your mouth. What are you saying? You can talk regular now because you don't have anything in your mouth. This was coming loose. That's okay. That's all right if that bounces around in there. All right, if that's the worst of your problems, we're doing okay. Open real big again, please. All right, we'll slide that right into place. And that's okay if that does move. I know, but it's really essential for me to be able to see where I'm going. So thank you for your help with that. And hopefully we'll be done in just a couple minutes. Yeah, let's just run that small suction right around on the cheek side. Just kind of hold it more up, straight up and down like that. There you go. Now you've got real good access. There you go. Okay, now I can see where I'm placing the instrument. Always good if I can see where I'm going. Let's see if we can get right down onto the root. If I had more tooth left to work with, I'm sure we'd be done already by now, but this is a bad one. And again, that might fracture just like it did on that last tooth we did last time. Let's see if we can just get a little bit more mobility. There we go. Okay, guess what? That came out all in one piece. Some pretty good curves on that root section. One more time, please. Right down the middle of the socket, please. And we'll just make sure that there's no pieces left over. Just a little bit here, a little bit there. Just not that you can see those little pieces, but sometimes the suction picks them up. Okay, that's good with the suction. Let's get that mouth rest out. No, I'll get it. I'll get it. Just open real big again, please. We'll get that mouth rest out. Good. And we'll get a little piece of gauze right in. Bite right down on that gauze, and it turns out that one was a lot easier than the last one. Yay! Yeah, woohoo is right. There's an excited patient. That's all right. You want to take that one home? This one came out in one piece, so you actually have something to work with. Let me rinse that off. I'll show you what it looks like. What's that?
That was so cool.
You like that, huh? Well, my job is to save teeth, not necessarily to pop them out. But all right, so, oh, look at you. You're already bouncing around. You're ready to go. That was the hole in the tooth. This is why we had to do this extraction. Wow, that's exactly right. Does that motivate you to brush a little better? Okay, good. How old are you now?
11.
11, yeah. You need those teeth for another 80 or 90 years, okay? So, and look at the roots on that bad boy. Kind of curved this way. That's why I had to push so hard. But I'm glad it came out all in one piece.
I am
too. Yeah, you are too, I'll bet. We'll put that in a little box for you. And you are a fabulous patient. If you can put up with me through these past couple of visits, we can do anything together. put it there, buddy. Thanks very much. See you next time, okay?